The world waiting for Russia's next move. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. Some top world leaders are in Munich attending a security conference as tensions remain high over whether Russia will invade Ukraine.
Ukrainian military officials were under artillery fire from Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine Saturday. Meanwhile, in Lithuania, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin agreed with President Biden's assessment made Friday that Russian President Vladimir Putin appears ready to invade.
They're moving into the right positions to be able to conduct an attack.
At the Munich Security Conference in Germany, Vice President Kamala Harris again warned of the sanctions Russia will face if it does invade.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. U.S. officials fear Russia may launch cyber attacks on U.S. businesses and utilities.
The concern really lies in areas like power plants, banks, and water treatment facilities here in the United States. Officials advise that there are no specific credible threats to U.S. homeland at this time, but intelligence agents have identified the Russian government is likely behind widespread cyber attacks on Ukrainian banks this week.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Canadian police have cleared out the protesters and trucks in front of Parliament in Ottawa.
They have gained control of the area where the truckers were protesting. They systematically cleared it of any people. Many of the trucks that remain in there, we saw a lot of truckers who decided to leave in the final moments today. So essentially here in Ottawa, the trucker protest outside of Parliament has now kind of come to a close.
Fox's Matt Finn. Just in time for sea turtle mating season in the Florida Keys, a rehabilitated male loggerhead was released Friday off Pigeon Key. The 230-pound reptile was cared for after being found entangled in crab trap line. Sheldon was fitted with a satellite transmitter and can be tracked by the public online. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
California Governor Gavin Newsom wants to allow private citizens in his state to file lawsuits to enforce gun laws. Jeannie Nguyen with Fox affiliate KTXL reports from Sacramento.
This is modeled after the Texas abortion law.
If Texas can use a law to ban a woman's right to choose and to put her health at risk, we will use that same law to save lives.
But the idea behind that does not sit well with Sam Paredes, the executive director of Gun Owners of California, an organization aimed at protecting and restoring the Second Amendment.
The measures that he is talking about is asking law-abiding citizens to become cops.
Paredes says these laws are just a way for the governor to go after people who have worked hard to protect their businesses.
Newsom and his Democratic allies in the state legislature believe the Supreme Court would have to uphold their gun proposal if it allowed the Texas abortion law to continue. Congressional leaders in Maine say China has failed to live up to its promise to buy more lobster under a deal that opened the door to an easing of a trade war under former President Trump. They contend that Maine's lobster industry was hurt by retaliatory Chinese tariffs in 2018 and failed to see substantial export gains after China committed to buying an additional $200 million in U.S. goods. NASCAR's biggest race, the season-opening Daytona 500, is tomorrow in Florida. 2015 Daytona 500 champ Joey Logano talked about it this morning on Fox and Friends.
Great American race, our biggest race of the year. This race really brings in so much, eyes on our sport, right? This thing sold out for tomorrow.
Yeah.
100,000 people going to be here. And you can imagine. So winning this race means so much.
Coverage of the race begins at 2:30 p.m. Sunday on Fox TV. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.